T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Team PXY has what you need to know to start your day. This is The Feed on the number one hit music station, 98BXY.
This was exciting news to hear yesterday. All 3 malls in the Rochester area are set to reopen tomorrow. Governor Cuomo announced that the malls in Phase 4 regions could reopen as of tomorrow if they have the proper HVAC systems and measures in place. Officials from Wilmorite, the owners of Eastview, the Mall at Grease Ridge, and the Marketplace Mall say they have all the required systems and filters ready to roll and are ready to reopen tomorrow. However, mall hours will be adjusted. It's going to be Mondays through Saturdays, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sundays from noon to 6 p.m. with no early admittance. Pittsford Plaza also going to be opening as well. Retailers and restaurants there, however, their hours may vary, so you might want to check ahead. But good news! Just need to get those gyms up and rolling next, and we're ready to go here, Breeze.
Step in the right direction. Yeah. And casinos are open now, too, aren't they?
I did not.
I heard someone went to a casino on Sunday, but there's a ton of other things to do in a casino, like eating and dancing. So maybe they went to that part. But I don't know. We're really moving in the right direction here. Little peek behind the curtain of what happened last night with me that really ties into this next story. I stayed up until 11:30-ish. Watching TikTok after hearing and seeing videos that TikTok was going to be banned by today. The reason it's being banned? Well, Trump said that the ban is one of the many options they are looking into to quote-unquote punish China. So by punishing China, he's also punishing the youth of America here because TikTok, believe it or not, if you want to sit here and say, like, oh, it's such a stupid app, oh, we waste hours, all of it's true.
We wasted a lot of hours yesterday.
Yes, all of it's true, like I said, but it's a form of art, and it's a form of creativity. And okay. And you laugh, Corey, but it literally got people, like, through the pandemic and got people to do things other than sit on the couch and have their brain turn into mush.
That's right.
Instead of art that went into it.
Okay. Oh, them filming the videos, not watching them. Got it.
Filming. Yes, content creating and all that.
I would argue it also turned a lot of brains to mush because there's a lot of people that just watch and don't do their own videos. But I digress.
But here's the thing. I want to get into why, quote unquote, we're punishing China. So the mobile app TikTok is saying that it's one of the number one apps that Chinese companies have right now, and they want to be held accountable. U.S. wants to hold them accountable for threatening America's data. So using young kids' data to sell, do whatever with, what have you.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought when I first saw that the ban was going through that it had more to do with like cyberbullying and kids' mental health. But app just turns into all about money and
righting
our wrongs.
Like I said earlier, almost everything is at its core about money.
So I'm very upset.
So is it banned or not?
There's no ban as of right now. Okay. I keep checking every hour on the hour.
Okay.
But
you might have a
yeah,
problem.
They're looking into it.
You may have a problem unit might need to look into.
I just don't like it. You know, it's.
I mean,
gives me some communist vibes. I don't love it.
You love what you can't do, being told not to do things. It's your favorite.
How many black market TikTok like subscribers do you think there are going to be if they actually do ban it?
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. All right. Okay. Sounds good.
Forward.
We don't know if schools will be back in session in New York in the fall. However, now we know when we'll find out. Yesterday, Governor Cuomo set a deadline for the end of the first week of August about the state making that decision. Here's how the full timeline is going to work. So on July 13th, the state will issue its finalized guidance on reopening schools in the fall. School districts will then have until July 31st to make any adjustments to their current fall reopening plans and submit them to the state. Based off the plans and incoming health data, the state will then make a decision the week of August 1st through the 7th on if and when schools will reopen in the fall. Cuomo also pushed back, by the way, on President Donald Trump calling for schools to be reopened across the country. So still up in the air, but only about a month or less, a little less than a month now before we'll find out.
A ton of businesses across Rochester area, the state of New York, not so much for other states, but specifically Geneseo, there's offices and businesses that are requiring people and customers to wear masks upon entering. It's literally the law. But Corin Strong says that he has a sign on his door for his print shop, but it doesn't say exactly that. It says, "I keep the door closed," and everyone can read the sign that states, "If you want to come through, you are not required to wear a mask in my store." This is what Strong's saying himself. Granted, it's only him in the store. He doesn't have any employees, but he has no issue with people wanting to wear masks. And I didn't even want to talk about this story, but it just rattles me so much to my core of like, I don't want to be told what to do. But then I got thinking about this scenario, and it's like, why is everyone okay with like wearing a seatbelt in the car? Like, that's a law that everyone has to wear.
Some people aren't, by the way. Some people still don't, foolishly, in my opinion. But that's my opinion.
Like, that's a law, and you could get ticketed for that. Mm-hmm. And everyone's like, well, it could kill you if you don't wear your seatbelt. Well, it could kill you if you don't wear a mask. Mm-hmm. So, sure. I don't really know. I didn't really want to talk about this story, but I have to make a point here.
Glad you brought it up.
I'm glad I picked it, truly.
Jeez. All right. Coming up in the Team PXY feed next hour, as I mentioned briefly in one of my feed stories, that there's a strong push from the federal government to reopen schools. We'll dig more into that coming up around 8:25. Up online, 98pxy.com. This is heartbreaking and bizarre, really. Glee actress Naya Rivera is missing and presumed drowned after her four-year-old son was found alone in a boat on a California lake. Wow. This is still developing. They had to call off the search. Divers were trying to find her yesterday. Couldn't find anything. And they had to call off the search due to darkness. So they're picking it back up this morning. So I guess we'll see. But she... essentially, the story is that she was out in a boat with her son, jumped in the water to swim, and never came back. And there's been no sign of her. Her car was found by the boat rental place. Her purse was inside. Ugh. Very strange.
Very spooky.
So if you want to get more on that story.
Prayers for her family.
Yeah, seriously.
Friends.
I
My
know.
Goodness. Ugh, and her
awful.
Son.
Absolutely awful. More on that, 98pxy.com. Also up, need a little good news after that. We got you covered if you want to take a look through some of those stories. And then, of course, you can vote on today's Sabbath or Sensible, which we'll jump back into here in just a minute. Adjusting someone else's thermostat. Savage or sensible? What do you think? Breezy's going sensible. I still can't figure out exactly how. I'm going savage. What do you think? 585-222-9800. Call or text, and you can vote on that poll at 98pxy.com or by texting in the keyword vote.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.